Have you ever been on fire for God only to realize later your passion was pointed in the wrong direction? Is your heart burning but your eyes still closed? Learn how to recognize Jesus walking with you into the public square. Let scripture correct your direction and let a holy zeal for God's word propel you to take bold, faithful action in Washington State and beyond. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying this series on Israel, the church, and God's sovereignty. We are diving into God's word each and every day, trying to change our hearts so that we change the public square. So if you are enjoying it, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this devotional inside of your huddle. The huddle is a great place for you to come quickly together with those in the grassroots movement across Washington State and to strategize, to grow spiritually together, and to take action that glorifies and honors the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so much for your monthly support. It really does help us achieve material just like this to work on the heart of Washington State so that we are walking in a way that honors and glorifies God. So let's dive into the Word of God today. It's going to come from Romans chapter 10, and it's actually verse 2, but we're going to read 1, 2, and 3 just to get the context here. Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. So Paul is praying that Israel will be saved. For I testify about them that they have a zeal for God, but not in accordance with knowledge. Look at that. They have a zeal for God. In other words, they're intense about the things of God, but it's not in accordance with knowledge. For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. So they tried to establish their own righteousness. And I want to talk to you about having a zeal for God that is in accordance to or with knowledge today. Now, think about this. We can be very passionate about things of this world and yet be passionate in the wrong direction. So how do we have it according to the Word of God? And I'm going to use a story out of Luke chapter 24. And it's the road to Emmaus. And it's Luke 24, verses 13, and we're going to read quite a bit here. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all the things which had taken place. So this is after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And while they were talking and discussion, Jesus himself appeared and began traveling with them. Now, look at this. This is an amazing thing for today. Jesus shows up and starts traveling with them after his resurrection. So he's resurrected. Here's these two guys. They're walking to Emmaus, and Jesus shows up today. And so my application is are you recognizing that Jesus is traveling with you today in that public square space today? Are you recognizing that he has shown up? He's the resurrected Son of God, and he has shown up, and he is with you today. Now, look at this. He goes on. But their eyes prevented them from recognizing him. That's our next application for today. If we want to have zeal and knowledge, we have to be able to recognize that Jesus' presence is with us. He says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He has not left us as orphans, but as people who have the presence of the Holy Spirit inside of us. He is walking with us. But do our eyes see that today? Are our eyes open to what God wants to do today? So you're walking into your workplace and you're thinking about the things of God today. Are your eyes open to the very fact that God is going to do something amazing in you and through you today? Jesus is with you. The presence of Almighty God is there. And so thinking about this. And so look at verse 17. It says, and he said to them, "Why? What are these words that you are exchanging with one another as you are walking?" And they stood still looking sad. One of them, named Cleopas, answered and said to him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem and are unaware of the things which have happened here in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "The things about Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word in the sight of God and all the people, and how the chief priest and our rulers delivered him to the sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, besides all this, it is the third day since things have happened." It was the what day? The third day. So these guys are on the road to Emmaus, and it's on the third day, the resurrection day, and they are walking, and it is a powerful, powerful truth. And he's like, "It's all this has happened, but we were hoping that he was going to save Israel. But also some women among us amazed us when they were at the tomb early this morning and did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive." So here these guys are talking to Jesus face to face, and they're like amazed about this. But yet they had felt sad. "Is your countenance going to be lifted up, recognizing that Jesus is standing right there with you today in that workplace, and his presence is with you?" And so they were sad that he's alive. "And some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just exactly as the woman had said. But him, they did not see." In other words, Jesus' body, they did not see. "And he said to them, 'Oh, foolish men and slow of heart.'" Look at how Jesus just steps right in there. He says, "You're slow of heart." Today, we need to have a quick heart that runs to the very things of God. "Oh, slow of heart to believe in all that has been spoken. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? Then beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in the scriptures." Oh, I would have loved to have been there that day to hear all the things. Man, this Bible study would have been great. "And they approached the village where they were going, and he acted as though he were going farther. But they urged him, saying, 'Stay with us, for it is getting towards evening, and the day is not nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. And when he had reclined at the table with them, he took some bread and blessed it, and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him." Today in that public square, do not lose hope. Let your eyes be open. Let your heart be fast to run to the things of God today. And let your eyes be open to the very presence of Almighty God. "Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight." Oh, I wish I was there. "They said to one another, 'Were not our hearts burning are filled with zeal within us while we were speaking to us on the road, while he was explaining the scriptures to us?'" So here's the thing that I want you to walk away with today. Do you have a zeal that is in accordance to the word of God, and not the most popular thing, not the most, you know, radical thing out there in the next conspiracy theory, but really a zeal that is burning inside of you because God's word is alive? "And they got up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found gathered together 11 and those who were with them, saying, 'The Lord is really risen and has appeared to Simon.' And they began to relate their experience on the road and how he recognized by them in the breaking of the bread. And while they were telling these things, he," Jesus himself, "stood in their midst and said, 'Peace be to you.'" And that's my prayer for you today, that your heart would burn with zeal for the word of God, and then that would propel you to action to glorify God in the public square today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so very much for what you want to do today. Burn our hearts with the word of God today. Let us be on fire, a zeal, a holy zeal that only can be motivated from your perspective, from the word of God. So open our eyes and our ears and our hearts to hear what you have to say to us today. Use us mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.